This is the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, the only local sports talk show in the Mid-Willamette Valley. Now, here's Jeff Morgan and Hunter Newton on 1430 KYKN.
Well, sports is starting a little bit early this Friday as we've got the Mariners. They've got a game. What is it? First pitch at 4:40, I believe, is what it is.
I think so. Yeah,
our time, yeah.
3:30 pregame show. And I was always taught, you know, sports is life, Jeff. Sports doesn't start early. Sports is life. We're living. It's sports.
It's the dream.
Life is a sport.
They playing the White Sox?
I think so. I'll have to double check.
You know, we got
that, you know, coming up.
We should know
soon.
That already by now, but we've got a lot of other things that we've been doing all day. So beautiful, another beautiful week we've had up in the Pacific Northwest. And that just leaves you to think that, man, maybe I should just go get a Sprinter van because of the camping I could do with a renovated Sprinter van.
I'm actually talking to somebody about buying a Sprinter van just so they can haul a whole lot of people. I have this small army at my house, so I need to be able to haul them around.
Yeah, that it's very comfortable,
mm-hmm.
And I think it's got a little bit better gas. You can get them in diesel, but I mean, gas is so expensive right now. Probably need a Sprinter hybrid at this point.
No. I'm not I could live with hybrid technology, but at the same time, I'm going, there's a certain amount of excitement and freedom to fossil fuels.
That's true. There's something about it. You got to love it. So you want one? Eli and Brian have one down there at Mercedes Sprinter Van of Salem, 2405 Commercial Street Southeast.
All right.
All right, so yeah, we got basketball, well, we got that, news.
And
we got
this
March
is why
Madness.
We're not totally sure about who the Mariners are facing, because we've been spending a lot of time so far today talking about the new look March Madness. Let's put it that way. The NCAA has announced that both for the men's and the women's bracket, they are expanding from 68 teams to 76 teams.
Yeah, because we have to make it fair. And it's still not going to be fair because there's always going to be somebody who's left out that should get into the teams of 76. But you know what? What it comes down to is the almighty dollar.
That's exactly what it is. With the return of the Pac-10, Pac-12, whatever it's going to be named going into this next year, you are now to 32 conferences which play Division I college basketball. So you have 32 automatic bids into these tournaments. So they're expanding it to 76 teams, which now will put, more at-large teams into it. The thought process at this point is this will be financially very beneficial for some of these smaller at-large teams that might be good, that might have lost, you know, a conference championship game, but had a very great season altogether, but then are left out because of a bigger name college.
And you know what? There is going to be more money. And actually more visibility for these smaller colleges as well.
Because they're getting national television.
Exactly. And the tournament is the tournament. And it doesn't matter when it starts. Even if it starts on a Tuesday, mm-hmm. You've got more games going on. Everybody's going to be watching this because they're all concerned about their bracket and their matchups, even though technically it doesn't start until Thursday.
Yeah. So virtually they are taking out the first four is what they've called them over the last number of years. I think since 2011, it's been the first four. So the first four game, that is no longer a thing. It is now the opening round. It's not the first round. It's the opening round.
Yeah, they can call it whatever they want. It's they'll probably name it something else down the road when they add another 12 teams. So,
that's right. Well,
it's going to last like another week.
Well, that's the thing. Is at this point, why not just create, you know, a massive field where everybody gets a shot and you can just dwindle it down from, 120 teams down to one?
Yeah, I don't know how you'd do that because that'd be forever. So your top teams, they're going to have a whole week off if you do that. That just adds. Then it would be like another 5-week March Madness, and then it'd really be March-April Madness.
Well, or, you know, February, March, April, you know, New Year Madness, I guess.
You know, realistically, you could probably just eliminate just all of the games that happen in March and just end your regular season in February and just let this thing roll.
Potentially. We'll see. I don't know if they're ready to take that giant step yet, but the way this opening round is going to work, it's going to take, there'll be 24 teams playing 12 games rather than 8 teams playing 4 games. And of those 24 teams, 12 of those teams will be the lowest seeded automatic bids. So you're going to have a lot of small colleges mm-hmm. playing in this in these opening rounds that are conference champions. And then they will be playing the lowest seeded at large teams. So the teams that previously weren't invited to the big dance are going to, you know, have to put on their dancing shoes because they're going to be playing opening round games.
You know, I don't know if that necessarily benefits the conference champions on that lower tier, because you're going to be playing some really good competition mm-hmm. coming out of the other possibly top tiered conferences. So I don't know how happy they're going to be with that one when they're technically not going to be getting into the big dance like they normally would. I mean, they mm-hmm. are, but it's a little skewed now.
Yeah, it creates a little bit of an awkwardness, and it'll be a little like this. So they're going to start this next year, of course. And it's that first year is going to be a lot like the first year of the college football playoff formats, the way it currently is, where they're going to assess it. And if all the better seeds, aka small college conference champions, get knocked out, I suspect you might see a change, just like they did with the NCAA and in the football realm, where you had all four of the top ranked, you know, home field teams in the playoffs got knocked out in the first round because the better teams weren't necessarily the conference champions.
That's true. And so, yeah, talking about football, I'm waiting for that to get expanded again. I mean, do you go to 16 teams?
You know, and that's the thing is as long as the almighty dollar is talking, anything is possible. And while you're going to get some kicking and screaming and moaning, like we saw with Notre Dame snub last year, that's the thing is do loudmouth teams that get miss out and the almighty dollar, do they create more of a shift in how things are done?
Well, I think we talked about this, like, I think at the end of the year in 25 is like, the bowls are going to eventually be eliminated and they're going to use those bowls as playoff venues. It's going to happen. I don't know. It's probably going to be a 32 team playoff. I mean, I just wouldn't doubt that.
No. And that'll be the trick is how long can you extend the college football season? Because that'll be another big factor in, you know, college football is evolving more and more to NFL minor league football. And are you wanting to add 3-4 games to a college football player's career if they're looking at a national championship? I don't know. I mean, that's going to be the balancing act they play.
Yeah, it's a tightrope because football obviously is a more physical sport.
Football is unlike any other sport.
It really is. And if you're just going to be playing one game a week, that's going to be a problem. I mean, maybe they may have, there's no way that you can move it up. I mean, you have to have 7 days to prepare mm-hmm. for your other team, and it's just the way that it is. So yeah. I just don't see it ever getting to 32 teams. I think that would be horrible for college football.
Well, no, but they do need to find ways to eliminate the excess bye time. You know, as a football player, your body is accustomed to playing each and every week with at maximum a 2 week for the off week.
Yeah, so the first week was like the 19th, and so I think they had, if you played in your conference championship game, you had a couple of weeks to prepare.
Yeah, you literally had two. You had that bye week mm-hmm. if you were a bottom seed going into the college football playoffs. If you were a top seed, you had a bye month, which as a football player, you cannot replicate game speed, action, everything else. So over that month, you lose a little bit of an edge.
The only team that has accomplished that is Indiana, who won it this year. They're the mm-hmm. only team that won that had that long of a layoff. So, yeah, I think that they do. Mm-hmm. Every coach, you know, Lanning has said that for the Ducks. I mean, it's just like, you know what, we need to get in there. We need to do it like right now. Yeah. You need to have like the next week that needs to go straight into the playoffs. You've got to have that matchup.
Yeah.
And really he wants to be done by the first. That needs to be it.
Yeah. Well, and that's the way you remember it used to be, you know, January 1st was the accumulation of a season. All the bowl games that meant anything were played on January 1st. The football season was over. Then they added a championship game a week later, and now we're literally going weeks later, you know, two or 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
And I'm going, I understand the mentality in the TV side of things and this and that. And college football, unfortunately, doesn't want to give up New Year's Day. That is a huge day for college football. So the idea of potentially only having one, two games on that date doesn't appeal to college football as a whole, but you have to figure out a way. Otherwise, what you're going to see is a team like Oregon, which maybe, you know, sitting at one or two as they reach the, you know, their conference championship game, let's say, or Ohio State or Indiana, any of those teams. If they are sitting at one or two, you may intentionally want to lose your conference champion just so you are at a 4, 5, 6 realm where you're not getting that bye week.
It's a good point. Yeah, there could be some manipulation of where you want to be and just so it benefits your team.
And that's the last thing you want to see in college football is teams intentionally losing a game just so that they don't have to wait 3, 4 weeks to play another game they can play in 2 weeks.
And Dan Lanning would be the one to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's notorious for like taking
strategy.
The rules and it is a strategy and it works.
I'm trying to think that it happened at the high school level a few years ago. I think we were talking about one of our local high schools who, and I don't remember, if it might've been basketball, but seeding wise for the playoffs, they had a better road if they lost one of their last games rather than win it.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
You have to play the odds.
That's right. And I just sit here and go, that's not what sports is really about. You want the idea of you're winning every time out there. But at the same time, and statistics show it, when you are a top 4 seed in the college football playoffs, you are technically an underdog.
Yeah.
100%. So that shouldn't be the way it is.
You're right. All right. We got to get out to a break. That was longer than we anticipated.
College football
That's
rant.
That's right. All right. Sports Ticket right here on 1430 KYKN. We'll be back after this.
Back to the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, with Jeff and Hunter on 1430 KYKN.
Always a good time to talk about Domino's pizzas. You just can't get enough of Domino's. I mean, my gosh, it's a great pizza at a great price, and why wouldn't you? You can get 20% off your online order, and boom, it's coming to your door.
So earlier this week, we had things going on. About half of the family wasn't home. The other half was home. Okay. So the half that was home, they ordered. They got their Domino's delivered.
Do they have your credit card?
They do. But I literally looked at the security cameras, you know, because I got one of those security cameras in my house and saw when the guy delivered it. He had 2 hot bags full of goodies.
Oh my gosh.
Brownies.
That's $100, man.
The brownies were delicious.
Did you have one?
I did when I got home.
Okay, they saved you one.
Well, so virtually they ate. We got home. There was enough leftovers that my daughters and I had pizza as well as some brownie treats. And I'm getting there going, they were delicious. They were just rich.
You know, Domino's loves it when you're really, really hungry and then you order food.
Because that's pretty much the way my family operates.
That is so funny.
We don't order food until we're hungry. So thank goodness for that. Boom, 20%.
That's exactly right. 100%.
All right. So a little breaking news this morning. The NCAA, since we're on the topic of the NCAA and playoffs, and you talked about how eventually bowl season's got to go away. And I agree with you 100%. It needs to... major overhaul. We'll put it that way. Not necessarily go away, but a major overhaul.
So what this
announcement. Yeah, this.
Do you
came
think
out
it benefits
day.
Or is it a detriment
well,
or is it stupid?
It tells me that the NCAA is doing everything they can to hang on to the bowl season as much as they can, which eventually I think is going to collapse under its own weight. What they ruled today, because last year we saw a whole bunch of NCAA bowl games which featured 5-5 teams. Okay, way too many 500 mediocre average teams playing in bowl games. Well, they've now adopted a resolution that if certain, especially big conference teams, they go 5-7, they can reach a certain level of academic standards, they will be eligible to play in a bowl game if the need arises.
What does that even mean? If you reach academic standards, are there even any academic standards anymore? I mean, seriously.
Well,
I really want to know what that is because that's stupid.
Well, what it virtually means is a big, you know, really a Power Four conference, potentially a Group of Six conference team that goes 5-7 that they think can draw fans and draw eyeballs and drive viewers. They are eligible to get a bowl bid if the need arises because there's not enough good teams out there to play in bowls.
Okay, so let's just take a step back here for a minute. Okay, so now they're trying to throw in academics, and you've already got the portal going. These kids are getting paid. Are they really even going to class? So this is an incentive for these kids who are being paid to go to class.
Yes.
Because they're not going to class.
But
they don't need to go to class.
Well, but here's the other thing we know about bowl games now. They mean so little. Let's say you have a team. Let's pick Washington State University. Okay. Let's say they go 5-7. They have a couple of potential NFL players on this roster. They get a bid to a bowl game. do you honestly think their top players are going to even play in that bowl game?
That's a good point, and I'm glad that you picked up Washington State and didn't send Oregon State down to that level of being a 5-7 ball club next year.
I'm way ahead of it. They're probably a potential Pac-12 champion at this point.
Yeah, that's probably true. There's a 50-50 chance. Oh, my gosh. Man, there's so many. Yeah, I don't even know where they're going with this, but I think that's the dumbest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think that is stupid. Well, no one's going to watch it, Hunter. Yeah, nobody.
Exactly. It's a glowing sign that they are doing everything they can to save the dying bowl system.
It's a big fat Band-Aid that's not going to stick.
No, it isn't. It is. It's going to fall apart.
So there you go. All right. We got to get out to another break. The sports ticket coming at you a little early because the Mariners
coming
on.
Well, that's why we
got to
bring this bottom of the segment sponsor,
exactly right.
Color
Rick
Tile.
Rick is coming up quick.
That's right.
All right. We'll be back after this.
The Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor with Jeff and Hunter, continues on 1430 KYKN.
Okay, here we are. It's a short one being brought to you by Bowen Vine Burger Bar down there on Commercial Street. Phenomenal burger. I love that place, man.
Best
so
burgers
good.
In Salem.
Absolutely. Okay. Mariners taking on the White Sox, and I believe they have the same exact record right now at 18-20.
No, the White Sox are only 17-20.
Oh, well,
they played
shoot.
One less game.
Well, okay, let's talk about the Mariners before they come on here. You know, they just got done being swept at home by the Royals, which was, that's an absolute debacle.
Yeah.
But then they come back and they play the best record in the entire major league of the Atlanta Braves, and they take 2 out of 3, which who would have thought that would happen?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I'm just going, this team right now is so up and down. And, of course, Emerson Hancock's pitching tonight. He's having a great year so far, 2-1 with the 2.59 ERA. Sean Burke's going for the White Sox. But I go, this is a team they have to beat at this point. I was actually looking at the standings the other day, and what is appalling is the American League is so mediocre right now. And the Mariners have every opportunity to separate themselves, especially against teams like the White Sox. They should have done it against the Royals. Because right now, the Yankees and the Rays of Tampa Bay are, you know, dominating the American League. And the other two leaders in the American League, the Indians, the Guardians, and the Sacramento Athletics, the two teams that have name problems, they're each a game over 500 right now.
That is so funny. You know, I actually was in, I had to fly into Vegas this past weekend.
You got to see the preview of
I got to see the stadium. And actually the thing, it's right where the old Flamingo used to be, just off of Tropicana. I thought it was going to be by Allegiant Stadium, and it's not. It's actually going to be like by the Strip, which is actually it's kind of cool, across from the T-Mobile Arena. And so that whole vicinity right there, they just had to redo all of Tropicana. I know I'm kind of a weird freeway off-ramp guy. They were working on that thing for like ever, and now it's finally done, and it's just the streamingness of or whatever verbiage you want to use there. It's really smooth coming in and out of there now, so just in time.
Always,
I guess.
Well, like you said, they're playing one more year in Sacramento. They're scheduled to move to Vegas next year. The National League, on the other hand, they are dominating. The Braves, like you said, best record in baseball right now, and actually they're tied with the Chicago Cubs. Chicago Cubs. Best record in baseball.
Well, they're on a 9-game winning streak right now?
Yeah, and the whole NL Central, literally every team is above 500. And then, of course, the Dodgers and the Padres are dominating in the West. So I'm going, what is the difference? Why is the National League so powerful while the American League is so mediocre?
I don't think there's any rhyme or reason to it. I don't know. Yeah. I don't have the answer
to
that question.
Is it just this part of the season? I mean, I know they're doing more of a balanced kind of schedule things. I just go, right now, while the American League is mediocre as it gets, the Mariners need to hit a hot streak and kind of differentiate themselves from the rest of the pack.
You know, I think that there's been a lot of interleague play, too, because there's a lot of American playing national.
Every
and
day.
So, yeah,
every day
I know.
An interleague matchup.
And so I think that might be part of the issue. But do we have to get out right now?
We got to go. The White Sox want to play the Mariners really bad.
All right, we're going to get out of here. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the ball game, and we'll see you next week.
This has been the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, with Jeff and Hunter every Friday at 5 p.m. on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.